I'm Jackie Britton, and it's time for another Throwback Thursday segment. To say it was cold in New England this week would be an understatement. Check out how Terrence Wheatley learns the different playing scenarios for New England weather. Oh, and stay warm.
Can you explain how this whole building got started, or how or who built it?
Yeah, it was really the dream of a young man named Abbott Lawrence Roach. He had been keeping track of the weather since he was 10 years old and got this idea that he'd love to build an observatory, and his mom and dad supported him on that, and he became a very famous scientist after that.
I definitely get a major rush from weather. You know, I watch more weather shows than probably anything, from Storm Chasers to the Weather Channel. I watch Mythbusters. I watch all sorts of different science stuff.
All right, Terrence, see those barometers over there, mercury barometers?
Uh-huh.
The middle barometer was brought here in 1887 by the man who started this, Mr. Roach, and it's still the official barometer of the observatory. It's read every day, and all the high-tech ones are all calibrated against this. You asked me earlier, you know, what we really do here. Well, we study patterns and trends in the weather.
Uh-huh.
Basically, we're studying global warming because we're a site where we've been measuring temperature in the exact same place for 123 years. So scientists,
right,
if we say that's warming, then it really is. So that's the type of thing we do here, is study the patterns of weather over the decades.
Do you guys use this for, like, the local weather channels?
Well, they all like it. They love firsthand information.
Mm-hmm.
They love exciting information. The television guys, of course, want to, you know, it's all, you know, the worst possible scenario.
Uh-huh.
And when you're on top of a big hill like this, you get the worst weather in the Boston area. So,
okay,
yeah, this data is very important to all the local media people and the National Weather Service.
Snow is falling on a cold ground.
Books like this, mainly books that you'll see down below in that library, are all the handwritten notes that were taken for 123 years here at the observatory.
In college, I actually did study atmospheric sciences in college. I took a desert meteorology class, which was the study of deserts, how they form, where they form. And that was pretty interesting that I got into more specific stuff like aviation meteorology, which is something that I really want to do, and that's just the study of weather and how that affects airplanes in terms of landing, takeoff, just basic aerodynamics. You know, I took a few classes, so hopefully I can continue that.
All right, Terrence, you're on top of the world here. This is, believe it or not, the highest hill on the east coast of the United States from here to Florida, where you can still look out at the ocean on what we call a coastal plain.
Why do you have so many weather vanes up there?
Well, one reason is boys like their toys, but the real reason is that we have backups for everything. The other reason is that they're measuring the wind in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Some are measuring 3-second gusts, 5-second gusts, instant gusts, that mm-hmm. type of thing. So we're looking at the wind in different ways.
The weather episode I probably want to be in the most, or I would want to be in, would probably be a hurricane, I think. Hurricane is a little bit of everything. You got tornadoes, you got rain, lightning, thunderstorms, storm surge. To me, that's just the best one to learn from.
But it's raining, raining, raining.
The experience at Blue Hill today was great. I loved it. I mean, I haven't been to a weather station since I was a kid. To look out over Boston and the harbor and the airport, to me, that was just great. You know, it's definitely nice to come up here, relax, and learn about the world we live in, which is what I love to do. You know, I mean, to me, this is a great experience, you know, and hopefully I can spend a few more days up here.